Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm coming in a little upset today. I'm a little angry. I want to tell you guys why. Today, Pitch Magazine named their best of 2025. They had a category for best sports talk hosts. Now, on one side, I am very, very happy that we kept it in the family. Congratulations to Bob Fesco for being named the best sports talk host in the city. But why I'm coming in a little peeved, a little miffed, is because we should have won. Now, I'm not blaming you, even though this was a people's vote. If more people had got on their computer or told one other person to listen to the show, maybe we would have won. You know what? I am blaming Rob. That's whose fault this is. I'm blaming Robert Brenton for this. All of that Darren Peterson is the next Kobe conversation, that's what's turned off the people. It wasn't my fault. I'm here doing everything I can to give you guys the best quality product every single day. And Rob takes it upon himself to sabotage my hard work every single day. So Rob, the reason we lost this award, the reason why I wasn't named best sports talk host, that is not a me problem. That's a you problem. You got to start producing more. That's how we're kicking today's show off. You got to start producing.
You really think it's the Darren Peterson thing?
100%. I think it's the Darren Peterson. I think we were in the lead, and then you came on here and said that Darren Peterson is the next Kobe Bryant, and I think that's shifted the votes toward Bob Fesco.
Because I have a tweet here from highly respected radio talk show host Doug Gottlieb and part-time basketball coach, and he tweets out last night, quoting here about Darren Peterson, closest thing to Kobe I've seen, kid is awesome. So if Doug Gottlieb, who is creme de la creme when it comes to radio hosts, not as a college basketball coach, but as a radio host, Doug Gottlieb, he racks in awards, he called him Kobe. So you know what? I'm just following the best of the best. Bill Simmons, Doug Gottlieb, they're the ones saying Kobe. For some reason, you're fighting an uphill battle. You're pushing against the current. Maybe if you called him the next LeBron, we would have beaten Bob Fesco.
That's, you know what? Maybe that's my fault. We'll find out on Friday if the Kansas Jayhawks have Kobe Bryant or not on their team. We appreciate you listening. Let's do this another day, another dollar. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com. You got a lot planned in today's show. I would usually give you a spiel at the very beginning of the show. We've already taken enough of your time. Let's get right to it. I would say that for the next hour, we are on Breece Hall watch. We are on Breece Hall watch because clearly the New York Jets are open for business. If you missed it earlier today, the New York Jets traded Sauce Gardner. He is now the newest member of the Indianapolis Colts. You'll get a chance to see Sauce Gardner coming up in a couple of weeks at Arrowhead Stadium. They have also traded Quinnen Williams. The Jets have traded Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys. You'll also get a chance to see Quinnen Williams against the Kansas City Chiefs. You'll see that on Thanksgiving. So the Jets are clearly open for business. And if you got the right draft pick compensation, you can come in there, and they are having a fire sale right now. Now, Breece Hall is, I would say, the number one name that's left that is potentially available. It is being reported by Jordan Schultz, who told Rob he was coming on the show and then stopped replying to our messages today. Jordan Schultz is reporting that Breece Hall has officially told the front office that he wants a trade. So Breece Hall doesn't want to be there. I'm guessing a lot of you want Breece Hall to be the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs. So we wait. We got, what, 55 minutes left until this is concluded? So we wait. We know the Jets are sellers. Are the Chiefs potentially buyers? That is what we are trying to figure out at the trade deadline. Let's at least start with this because I think this is really important. I'm fine if the Chiefs don't make a move. Now, if they go get Breece Hall, I'm going to be excited. I have been banging the drum for the Chiefs to go get a running back. If they go get a very productive 24-year-old running back and they're willing to trade a third-round pick to go get him and they're extending him long-term as a legitimate weapon for Patrick Mahomes, you will not hear me upset. But I don't think going to get Breece Hall is in line with what the Chiefs have done so far this season. Remove how I feel about running back. Let's just go by the facts. Heading into free agency, the Chiefs only had Isaiah Pacheco under contract. They had one of their current running backs. They had a chance to go get another running back. They brought back Kareem Hunt, which has turned out to be a good move. They had a chance in free agency to go make another move. They brought in Elijah Mitchell. They spent $1.2 million on Elijah Mitchell in a draft class that a lot of people liked the running back options. They waited until the seventh round to go get a running back in Breshard Smith, and he hasn't really been involved in the rushing portion. They've used him in the passing portion, but they haven't really given him a lot of carries or opportunities to be a dynamic running back in terms of giving him carries. So I don't know how the Chiefs go from that over the last 7-8 months or so to now they're willing to trade a third-round pick and add a contract to Breece Hall. That just doesn't add up to me. That's just not in line with what they do. I don't think the Chiefs are making a running back move. If anything, the Chiefs need to be more invested in trying to figure out what they have with Breshard Smith. They haven't done that yet in terms of giving him carries. Now, let's talk about the other position. Rob, I'm imagining this is how you feel. You want the Chiefs to go out and make a move on the defensive line. Well, I'm here to tell you, if the Chiefs aren't willing to trade a significant draft pick and compensation to go get a defensive lineman, then this is the defensive line that they got. If you're not willing to trade a third round pick, and you obviously weren't willing to do that with Jalen Phillips, you and I agree, way too rich for the Chiefs' blood, way too rich for anybody's blood, at least it should have been. I wouldn't have given Jalen Phillips a third round pick. If the Chiefs aren't willing to bring real compensation to the dance, then you're not leaving with anything. Look at today in the National Football League and how much it is for the players that you know. Think about how much it is for the players who would get you to go buy their jersey. You would go buy a Breece Hall jersey. You could buy a Quinnen Williams jersey. Look at how much it costs to go get those guys. A Sauce Gardner, a Quinnen Williams, a legitimate game-changing or potential game-changing player. Does anybody think that's what the Chiefs are about to do here in the next 50 minutes? Maybe I'll end up being wrong. Maybe the Chiefs will put some compensation. That's just not been in line with how they've moved. Not this offseason, not really any offseason. That's just not what they do. So I don't think they're making a move today. At least not one of those big time moves. If the Chiefs end up trading a sixth round pick or doing a pick swap or doing something like that, it would not surprise me in the least. But in fact, that's what I think they're going to do. But if the Chiefs decide to stand pat and they feel confident enough in their roster, I'm not here to tell them that they're wrong. And this is what I believe the Chiefs feel. This is what I think the Chiefs feel. I think the Chiefs look at Josh Simmons as being their trade deadline move. They haven't had Josh Simmons in a month. It's like an injury. It's like a suspension. I know that's not what happened, but if you are just randomly gone for a period of time, it's like an injury. It's like a suspension. It has the same effect on Sundays as those things. They're getting him back for the Broncos game. He's back at the facility. He's back in town. He's working out. He's meeting with coaches. He's doing what he needs to during this bye week. I believe that he is going to play. So the Chiefs are getting an upgrade at left tackle over the next 14 days. They also just got back their number one wide receiver 2 weeks ago for this team. Literally 2 weeks ago, they just got their number one wide receiver back. I think that's the Chiefs looking at what their moves are. They brought back Rashee Rice. They brought back Josh Simmons. They just went out and got Mike Pinnell back. We've been throwing out the name Colin Saunders. If you really wanted Colin Saunders, I don't know why it's taking you this long to go get him unless you actually don't really want Colin Saunders. I kind of think this is it. I don't think that's the worst thing for the Chiefs. I think a lot of people want the Chiefs to spend money for the sake of spending money. You know how you tell a kid when you give them $5, $10, don't let that money burn a hole in your pocket? I think that's how we're treating draft picks right now with the deadline. Oh, well, look at this team. Look at this team. Who do you want them to get? Who is available for them to go get? What makes sense? What is in line with their financial track record? I don't think that move is out there. Last year, I thought it was pretty clear. Their check engine light was flashing at wide receiver. They had to go do something at wide receiver. I don't think they're nearly in that position this year. Not at running back, and I know that sounds strange coming from me. I don't think they're at the same place at running back that they were last year at wide receiver. I don't think they're at the same place at defensive line as they were at wide receiver. I think they got all the pieces they need on the defensive line. Those guys just need to play better. Chris Jones needs to play better. George Karlaftis needs to play better. Charles Aminuhu, Derek Nnadi, Mike Pinnell, you know the names. Those guys just got to play better. But I don't think you bringing in a sixth or seventh round pick, I don't know if that really moves the needle for me. It doesn't for me at defensive line. So we got, 50 minutes between now and the deadline. The deadline is coming up at the top of the hour. Maybe this is me just preparing you for possible disappointment. I'm just not getting my hopes up about the Chiefs being major players at the deadline. I don't think they're going to be major players. I don't think the Chiefs are willing to spend the prices for what it costs to go be a major player in this thing. If they were, they would have got Jalen Phillips yesterday. We have heard zero smoke about Calais Campbell. What reason do we have to believe that he is going to be traded? Or if the Chiefs do make a move, I just think it's going to be for a sixth or a seventh round pick. I think it's going to be one of those kind of moves. So I think this is the team. I think the team that they have right now is good enough to win and go to another Super Bowl. You got to get your left tackle back. You got your number one wide receiver back. You need more production from your defensive line. You need more of a commitment to running the football. I think the Chiefs have all the pieces they need to be the best team in the AFC and to go to and win another Super Bowl. You just got to get more out of the pieces that you already have. We can read your text on the other side, 913-586-7965. If you guys want to call in, you can use that number as well. We are all waiting to see what's going to happen for the Chiefs at the deadline. There have been moves left and right around the National Football League. Speaking of moves coming up, I'll give you my thoughts on what the Colts just did to go get Sauce Gardner. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, so this is how we began today's show. Today, the Pitch Magazine, they do their Best of Kansas City 2025, and they have a category for Best Sports Talk Host. Now, I've won this a couple of times. I've come in second a couple of times. I don't really care that much about it, you know, but it is nice to win. It is nice to be recognized. I believe that we should have won this year. I think that Rob is the reason why we lost. I think that Rob's love of Darren Peterson is what did us in. We were probably trending in a right direction, and then Rob had to make some silly suggestions, and I think that took us out of the running for the money. Now, the text line is saying that this is my fault. The text line is saying my endorsement of Red Lobster is what caused us to lose. If that's the case, I'm a proud loser. If you're telling me that my love of the endless shrimp and that my love of the Cheddar Bay biscuits and my support of the best restaurant that America has to offer, if you think that's the reason why we lost this contest, okay. That's a price that I'm willing to pay to spread the gospel. That's a price that I'm willing to pay to spread the message. That's what I'm telling you. So if that's how you feel, that's perfectly fine. But this show is always going to stand on principles. And a couple of those principles are Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash. Those are foundational principles of this show. And those principles, they are unwavering. They are unchanging on this show. Somebody said, C-Dot, I think it was Specs Takes on Wings last week. You know what? Why don't we blame Speck? It's not my fault, Rob. It's not your fault. It's management's fault. That's who it is. It's management.
We weren't given the tools to succeed.
Not at all. We haven't been given the resources.
He goes on there and gives elite takes. He comes on here and says boneless wings are fantastic. How are we supposed to overcome that hurdle? No matter how much Darren Peterson content we give the city, we can't overcome that wing take.
No, 100%. That's fair. I want to read this text really quickly before we get to the Sauce Gardner trade. Someone just texted in. CDOT. I don't think that this team can sustain a deep playoff run. Their offensive line is getting beat up. They're one injury away from having the worst running back room in the league, and they can't get pressure without blitzing. CDOT, they lost to every playoff team they've played so far. Not true. They did beat the Lions, but that's okay. Why are you so content with this 5-4 team? I'm here telling you, if you don't think the Chiefs have enough at 220, 40 minutes before the deadline, there is not a single move that is going to give them enough. I say this all the time. There are some things that are March and April problems. You can't fix all of them in early November. If you didn't go get your running back when it was time to go get running backs, and you didn't go get your left tackle or your pass rusher or whatever it is, you are unable to fix all of the issues that you have. I think the Chiefs have, I would say, two issues. Number one is running back. I think the Chiefs have told you at every single turn, we think we're fine. I'm allowed to disagree with them, but nothing the Chiefs have done in 2025 would lead me to believe that they don't feel that way about their running back room. They have had every opportunity to improve the running back room. They have told you no every single time. They've said no. Hey, what about Javonte Williams? Nah, we're good. What about J.K. Dobbins? Hey, what about trading up to go get Quinshon Judkins? What about RJ Harvey? What about these guys? Nah, we're good every single time. So I don't think they're doing anything at running back just based on their own actions. At the defensive line, I think for the most part, they like their defensive line. You gave Chris Jones big time money. You gave George Karloftis money. You brought back Charles Aminihu. You went out and you traded for Derek Nnadi. You traded for Mike Pinnell. I mean, this defensive line was good enough last year to help them get to the Super Bowl. So you got to feel like it's good enough to potentially help them get back this year. And I listened all day. You guys told me it doesn't matter that you lost to Buffalo. It only matters in the postseason. If you're not worried about Buffalo, then tell me who you're worried about then. You worried about Denver? You worried about Indianapolis? You worried about Pittsburgh? Baltimore? What team are you worried about then? So I do think they have enough. I don't think the Chiefs are perfect by any means. No, not at all. But I 100% believe that the Chiefs, if they don't make another move the rest of the season, there's enough talent on this team to win the AFC. And I would take my chances with the Chiefs against any of the other teams in the AFC. That kind of goes in line with the Colts take that I have. I think a big reason why the Colts did this is the AFC feels a little bit more wide open than it has in years past. Baltimore's not the team that we thought they were going to be. Cincinnati's not the team we thought they were going to be. Kansas City might not be the team that we thought they were going to be. So if you're Indianapolis and you right now are sitting and you should feel like you were the best team in the AFC, this might be a once in a lifetime opportunity if you're Indianapolis to go for it right now. Kansas City might be a little worse. Buffalo could potentially be a little bit worse. Baltimore, Cincinnati, it might really be your time. You also might be in a position, if you're Indianapolis, where you only got to beat one of those teams. We always kind of talk about how if you're the 3 seed or the 4 seed, how you might have to go on the road to Kansas City, then you might have to go on the road to Baltimore, might be on the road to Buffalo. Indianapolis might get the opportunity to skip all of those things. What if Indianapolis just has to play either Kansas City or Buffalo at home for the AFC Championship game? What if that's what they got to do? Having Sauce Gardner to go up against Rashee Rice, that's a big-time positive for them. Having Sauce Gardner to go up against Khalil Shakir or Keon Coleman or lining him up against one of their tight ends is a massive, massive plus. It's not what I would have done if I'm the Colts. I think they paid a very, very heavy price for a player that I think is maybe a little bit more name than game, and a player that peaked a little bit his rookie year when he still kind of had all the glow, and then when the officials started refereeing him a little bit differently, I don't think he's been as dominant of a player that he was that first year that he entered the league. But Sauce is still a very good corner, and in a pass-happy NFL where you need two or three capable corners, there's no question that the Colts just added one of those. And if you look at the money, the Jets, they're kind of letting you off the hook because they've already paid the signing bonus. So this isn't a bad situation. I saw the financials. It basically lines up to the Colts paying Sauce Gardner $14 million a year. Now, it's the draft pick compensation, but $14 million a year for Sauce Gardner, that is a deal that every team in the National Football League should take. It's the compensation that scares you off. And if you're the Jets, I got to give the Jets credit. The Jets acknowledge what they are. They're a bad team. That's what they are. They're a bad team. They don't have to fake it. They don't have to lie to me and you. The Jets stink. I know it. Rob knows it. You know it. They know it. So if you know you're not good and you know that it's time for you to do something else, well, then do it. You traded two of your biggest assets. You were loading up on first round picks for the future. Now, if you're going to be patient and stick to the plan and take a lot of swings at the NFL draft, why can't you be the Lions? Look at the Lions. The Lions for a 3-year stretch hit on picks. You hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown. You hit on Jamison Williams. You hit on Sam Laporta. You hit on Aiden Hutchinson. You hit on Jahmyr Gibbs. You hit on all of these things. Well, the Jets have given themselves a chance to be the Lions. Now, do you have the right GM? Do you have the right coach? Do you have the right culture, the right mindset? Those are questions that the Jets are going to have to answer. But whatever the Jets were trying to do, it was not working, and it was not going to work. You don't have the assets to go make it work. And if you're not going to be good this year, that ship has sailed. If you're probably not going to be good next year, then start lining yourself up to possibly be good in 2027. They've given them a chance at being good in a couple of years. So stick to the plan. Go get you Fernando Mendoza. Go get you Ty Simpson. Draft well around one of those young quarterbacks and give yourself a chance in a couple of years to be competitive in an AFC that, look at the talent in the AFC. It's not going anywhere. Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Allen's not going anywhere. CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, Joe Bryce, these guys aren't going anywhere. So you better be competitive at the position. You better stockpile talent around your quarterback to give yourself a chance in a super competitive AFC.
Okay, so two things. One, let's start with the Jets, then we'll go back to the Colts. The Jets are treating the trade deadline like an NBA team does. They're trading off players that have big bloated contracts, and they're clearing up cap space, and they're just hoarding picks. I know Kansas City's not the world's biggest NBA town, but you, like the NBA owner since analogy, the Jets are treating today like they're Sam Presti. Hey, you make a lot of money? See you later. Let's get some picks back for you. The Jets are positioning themselves. If I was a Jets fan, I'd be having a parade today. They've handled this perfectly. But let's talk about what you said about the Colts, about how they're operating today as if the AFC is wide open. Doesn't that just further what you said yesterday? Because if the Colts, mind you, who are still quarterbacked by Daniel Jones, they're having a good season, but they're quarterbacked by Daniel Jones, if they are saying in-house right now, yo, the AFC is gettable, and they're going to go attack to do that, isn't that an indictment of how the rest of the league or rest of the AFC feels about this Chiefs team? That the Colts feel like if we add, we can go get them. There was a time where there was an air of invincibility around the Chiefs. But now, if the Colts are operating in the world where, hey, the AFC is wide open, despite the fact that Mahomes is healthy, despite the fact his O-line is good, despite all those facts, if the Colts are saying it's wide open, isn't that a massive indicator of how the league feels about the Chiefs?
I don't know if that's the case, just because if you're the Colts, now I know that everybody thinks they got a run in them. The Colts feel like a prime regression 2026 team. Haven't we seen this story before? Like, haven't we seen it? Now, maybe they're the Tennessee Titans from a couple of years ago. You remember, Tennessee won the AFC South. Tennessee went on a run. They went to the AFC Championship game. They were good for the next couple of years, but they never really hit that peak. Maybe that ends up being the thing for the Indianapolis Colts. But what if this is it? What if you only get one shot? What if it's like I always say, everybody thinks they got another hit record. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes this is your 1,000 miles, and you better sing the hell out of that song to anybody that wants to hear it and make as much money as you can, because we can't name another song from you. Maybe this is it for the Colts. Maybe they get this one chance. The Chiefs aren't as good as we thought they are. Maybe they don't win their division. And if you're the Colts, would you take your chance at home against Bo Nix? I take my chance at home against Bo Nix. Would you take your chance at home potentially against Aaron Rodgers and who could win the AFC North? So I think some of it is just the shift in the National Football League that happens on a year-by-year basis, and this is just one of those teams that has been on the fringe. We've been asking each other for the last 3 weeks, hey, do you think the Colts are for real? Do you think the Colts are for real? It don't matter if you and I think the Colts are for real. They think they're for real. They think they got a shot, and they're moving like a team that thinks they got a shot this year. Hey, we got a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so we're going to do everything we can to go get it. We trust our quarterback. We like our run game. We like our offensive line. We like our weapons. Right now, we need an impact player on defense that can shut down one side of the field. They think they got it. I applaud the mentality of it. I think they overpaid, but it's one of those things that if you connect, if you hit, if you go to a Super Bowl, if you win one, no one's going to look back and say you overpaid for Sauce Gardner. They're going to give you credit for the ability to push your chips in the middle of the table and actually cash in and win the hand.
I respect the Colts going all in. I just feel like if the Colts going all in, to me, is at least a small indictment on how the league feels about the Chiefs. Because if the Colts were 7-2 right now and the Chiefs were 7-2, let's say the Chiefs are the same record as the Patriots. I'll cherry pick a good team. You think the Colts go all in on this season, or you think they say, okay, whoa, the Chiefs? We weren't seeing, surprise teams last year this time go all in. It wasn't just the Chiefs and the Bills that were good on November 4th of 2024. There were other surprise teams popping up across the NFL. You didn't see everyone going all in. I think the NFL views the Chiefs as wounded, and that's and the Colts going for it is a sign of that. And you combine that with the fact that you told me yesterday you felt like the Bills and the Eagles and teams in the NFL think they can bully the Chiefs. I think today you're seeing that extend into the front office.
Text line 913-586-7965. If you want to chime in, you certainly can do so. Someone just asked a question. C-Dot, what do you think this means for Trent McDuffie? That is a very interesting question. Talk about that. What does this mean for Trent McDuffie? I would say that the Chiefs have all the information they need when it comes to Trent McDuffie. On both sides. Right now, you are playing a game. And in this game, there's a left and a right. Now, usually you don't know what's behind either side, either door. You have no clue. This time, you know exactly what's behind both doors. Well, what's behind door number one? It's a brand new contract. I can tell you exactly how much a brand new contract would look like for Trent McDuffie. I can tell you exactly what it is. Now, do you want to pay it? That's a different question. But no one can say that you don't know how much it costs to pay Trent McDuffie. If you think he is a franchise corner and he is a true lockdown, one of those ones, you know exactly what it costs. I'm sitting here looking at the deals right now. I'm looking at Denzel Ward's contract. I'm looking at what Sauce Gardner just got. I'm looking at what Marshawn Lattimore and Marlon Humphrey. I'm looking at those guys' contracts. We know exactly what it costs. So that's number one. Now, on the other side of it, let's say the Chiefs don't want to move forward with Trent McDuffie. We don't want to pay this. We see what Denzel Ward got at $105 million, and that's not what we want to pay. We see what J.C. Horn got, and that's not what we're willing to pay. Okay, that's fair. You now know what the compensation is. Now, maybe, just maybe, Sauce Gardner is worth a little bit more than Trent McDuffie. Maybe the Colts were willing to pay an in-season tax to go get Sauce Gardner. It's fine. I'm not taking less than a 1 and a 2 now for Trent McDuffie. Not when I've seen that a team is willing to pay 2 ones for a top flight corner. And we feel like we got a top flight corner. No chance I'm doing that if I'm Brett Veach. So I think that's your answer. What does this mean for Trent McDuffie? Option A, we know exactly what a contract should look like. There ain't no hometown discounts when you're 23, 24 years old. It's pay the price. That's what it is. It's pay the price. This is what the market says. I've been healthy. I haven't had any off-the-field issues. I've been great in the community. I'm healthy. I'm on the field. I can, whatever you need Trent McDuffie to do, he's done so far in a Chiefs uniform. So there ain't no I'm taking less for the sake of the team. Nobody else is taking less for the sake of the team. So it's pay the money, or if you're wanting to walk away from Trent McDuffie, which is certainly your right as an organization, we now know what it costs. We now know what the expectation is. Remember we were having the argument about L'Jarius Sneed and what he's worth? This is what an elite corner is really worth. 2 first-round picks. not a future third. This is what you get if you got one of them ones, or the league feels like you got one of them. The Chiefs have one of those players. They have one of those guys in Trent McDuffie. You guys know I would pay Trent McDuffie. I think he's one of the five best corners in the National Football League. So the draft pick compensation wouldn't be enough for me. But if this thing turns left and the Chiefs are unwilling to pay the price, or they think that the market is just too rich, well, Rob, we know what it would possibly be in a trade if they wanted to move on from Trent McDuffie.
It now does create interesting fodder for February and March, because we knew this going into the offseason. Trent McDuffie is in extension time. We've seen all the corners get their extensions. We've now seen Sauce Gardner get his extension and get traded, but we've seen all the corners get their contracts. We now know what the trade value is for elite corner. If you are Brett Veach, maybe not today, maybe not on November 4th for all the reasons, but you now have to 100% entertain a Trent McDuffie trade next offseason. If you are getting two firsts, or let's say McDuffie's a little different, a first and a second, but
let me ask you this, though, because this would be my question. Are the Chiefs trading him to a team like Indianapolis? Because the Jets, who are a bad team, they are willing to trade one of their good players to another good team. We're not going to be good in the next couple of years. This doesn't really affect us. They didn't care about AFC, NFC. Maybe they wouldn't have traded him to the Bills, but it was obvious that the Jets were willing to trade him to just about anybody. Your mark is just going to be different if you are the Chiefs. And if you're the Chiefs, I mean, what really good team is trading the Chiefs two first-round picks? Like, do we think that a bad team is doing this? We think Cleveland is coming in with two first-round picks for Trent McDuffie? Probably not. Or it's going to be a good team, and then you're trading him to a team that could possibly then use Trent McDuffie to beat you. Are you trading him to Baltimore? Are you trading him to Buffalo? Are you trading him to Philadelphia, a team that you might see? Detroit? So that's where I think a trade for Sauce Gardner is just inherently easier, because the Jets aren't competing with anything. Their goal is, let's get as much assets as possible. That's not the Chiefs' goal. The Chiefs' goal is not to get as many first-round assets as possible. It's to try to build a championship competitive roster every single year. And you also don't want to trade one of your best players to now instantly become one of the best players for somebody else.
So let me ask you this, though, because last time we saw a mega trade like this in the NFL that involved the Chiefs, they traded Tyreek Hill, who was, by the way, on his second contract,
to
the Dolphins. The Dolphins weren't the dregs of the league.
They were kind of bland though. Right in the middle.
They were a playoff team the ensuing year. The Chiefs gave Tyreek Hill to a team that became a playoff team, and then subsequently the Chiefs had to play that playoff team. So,
that's a fair point. I can't argue that.
I don't think the Chiefs are scared of giving Trent McDuffie to a good team the way a lot of people are. You're right. The Jets are a little bit different situation. I'd also say it's very possible Trent McDuffie has more value than Sauce Gardner, because no team has to absorb a mega contract immediately. Part of the Colts thing is they have to have the cap space to take on Sauce Gardner's $120 million.
But
trade Trent McDuffie, you're not taking on any money. You have to give him an extension.
Immediately. You have to give him a contract immediately.
It's one thing to negotiate your own contract with a guy versus having to absorb someone else's negotiation. Like, does anyone think Joe Douglas, the old GM of the Jets, was doing a great job negotiating? Like, I would imagine McDuffie's value is pretty similar, and I don't think the Chiefs are scared to trade him to a contender if it comes to that.
So we just saw this. I don't know why you didn't tell me this, Rob. You should have hit the sounder. From Albert Breer, the Jets have been looking for a second-round pick for Jermaine Johnson and a third-round pick for Breece Hall. We'll see if they get either asking price. The Chiefs ain't trading a second or a third-round pick for anybody in this year's trade cycle. Maybe that's why you didn't tell me this. I just saw Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall. I'm thinking, oh, hold on. I saw it from Albert Breer. There's no chance you think the Chiefs are trading a second round pick and they're trading a top 100 pick for a running back. I'm not rolling at all. I think the Chiefs are standing firm.
If the Chiefs trade a third round pick for Breece Hall, they're suckers. Plain and simple.
I wouldn't call them suckers. That's just not what I would do.
It's not a good trade.
You know me, I'm captain running back. I would not trade a third round pick for Breece Hall.
They're suckers because it's a bad deal. You mentioned Trent McDuffie having to give him an extension. You're trading a third-round pick for expiring Breece Hall?
Yeah, to then turn around and pay him when you should just that case, I would just do everything I can to make it work this year, and then this offseason actually go spend money on a running back. Now, maybe it's a maybe, just maybe, this is the Chiefs identifying that we should have addressed this earlier, and now we're willing to pay the premium to go fix the position. Maybe that's what they end up doing. But if this is the asking price for a player that really moves the needle, then the Chiefs are not making one of these kind of moves. The Chiefs are not trading the 57th overall pick today. They are not trading pick 91 today to go get Breece Hall. That's not in line with how the Chiefs move. We got to be realistic about who the Chiefs are and who they're not. And they're not a team that really chases. If you're trading a second round pick for Jermaine Johnson, you are chasing today if that's your strategy. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a break from sports. There is a story that you absolutely have to hear. If you are my age or a little bit older, this story will blow your mind. We'll play it for you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, We will get to the national reaction of Chiefs and Bills. We will also keep you up to date on anything that could potentially happen at the NFL trade deadline. There's been a couple of big moves. There's been some rumblings about Kansas City. Nothing has come together yet. You got 15 minutes to do a move in the National Football League. We'll see if anything comes down the pipe. Rob, if you hear anything, just hit the breaking news sounder. I don't have the computer open, at least not on Twitter. So if something happens, just hit the breaking news sounder and let us know what that is. I want to play this audio for you guys. So, Rob, you have not heard this audio. I came in and I cut this myself because I wanted you all to hear this at the exact same time. This audio is courtesy of the Today Show. Now, this is hard for me to believe. Now, I believe it, but I also don't believe it. Because if you're my age, you've done this plenty of times. Rob, I imagine you have also done this plenty of times. Those of you that are listening have done this plenty of times. We're losing recipes, man. Listen to this.
45% of men 18 to 24 have never asked a woman out in person. I think that no man wants to be that guy. One of the key things I think dads have to teach their sons is how to express romantic interest while making the other person feel safe. In addition, I hold big tech responsible for a lot of this. It used to be the sex cells. Now we found out, the algorithms found something better, rage and divisiveness.
Yes.
But they're trying to convince young men who have, quite frankly, less evolved prefrontal cortex, the gas on, gas off. But why go through the hassle of expressing friendship in the hierarchy of friends when you have Discord and Reddit? Why go through the hassle of putting on a tie, trying to navigate all of this when you think you can trade stocks or crypto on Coinbase or Robinhood? And why, Savannah, would you go through the humiliation, the effort, and the cost of approaching a strange woman when you have lifelike porn?
All right. I get it that the world is changing. I remember when I went back to get my degree a few years back, I had to write like basically one big story to graduate, one like 25 page paper, and I had to turn it. My school was very, very helpful in helping me go back and get my degree. I had to write one big paper on a subject. And what I chose was how social media has affected dating. And I was reading books and doing these studies. And over time, I started to see that the way people met one another had changed. People used to meet people at work, at church, in social settings. And we were becoming a generation that a majority of people met their wife through social media and they had never met prior to that, which is very, very interesting. But Rob, these young boys, they're not asking girls out in person. So let me get this straight. When you're out and about and you're at the club or whatever kind of social setting that you're in and you see a very, very attractive woman, these young boys, they aren't taking their shot. They're not going up to the pretty girl and saying hello and trying to, you know, spit a little game and seeing if you can get her number, seeing if you can get her Instagram handle, then talk to her back. We're not teaching the young boys this. This is what we need to be teaching them in school. To hell with social studies. We need to be teaching you flirting 101. We got to be teaching little Timmy how to go up to young Tiffany and how to put his game down. That's not what we're teaching the young boys. 45%? Rob, these are college age kids. You're telling me that you walking around the University of Kansas, you walking around K-State, you walking around Mizzou, you ain't trying to get at none of the honeys? They right there. You're not trying to talk to them? Rob, you got to help me make sense of this. We got to come together. We got to figure this out. What's going on with the youth?
I think... Now, listen, I'm not going to vilify big tech the way the person on the Today Show did, but I think if I'm a 19, 20-something and I see, I'll use KU as the example because I went to KU, and I see a girl at the Hawk or the Wheel or something, like, oh, man, she's hot. I might think to myself, instead of talking to her, I'll open Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, whatever, and just keep swiping, hoping that she pops up because it's a less terrifying, maybe, a less potentially embarrassing moment to hope to match her on the app than walk across the bar and talk to her because you might get shut down in front of all your friends. It might happen quietly on Bumble. No one notices. Like, I think that's
why. But that's the game, though.
I 100% agree.
I guess we're wondering why aren't we telling the young boys that being rejected and being turned down is part of life. Because nobody's shooting 100% from the field. Everybody has been curved at some point. I've been curved. Rob, you've been curved. Anybody listening, You've been curved before. You've been really interested in a girl. You expressed interest in this young woman, and she told you she wasn't interested. Sometimes you got a chance for a second chance. Sometimes you can catch it on the rebound. Sometimes you can't. But that shouldn't stop you. I'm not saying be overly aggressive. I'm not saying take bad shots. But Steph Curry misses threes all the time. He's not 100% from the field. You can't expect to be that. This isn't what we should be teaching the young generation. We can't be teaching them this. 45% of boys between 18 and 24 have never asked a girl out. You're just walking around on campus. You see a pretty girl. You're not going up to her. You're not saying nothing. Hey, how you doing? My name is Rob. You're not trying to make her laugh. You're not trying to initiate any conversation. You're on just Snapchat talking to ChatGPT. We're losing recipes.
I 100% agree with losing recipes. I'm just saying, you're right. Everyone gets told no at some point in life, whether it be in this sphere or wherever. You're going to get told no at some point. I think people are so scared, so worried, so, you know, whatever their feeling is about rejection that they don't even set themselves up. It's way easier to swipe right, oh, it never happened, so it goes, and move on, as opposed to walk across the room like, hey, I'm Rob. How are you? What are you doing? You know, what classes are you in? Those sort of things. Because that person might be like, oh, this person's crazy, and walk away. And now I got rejected in front of everyone. That fear, I think, is the motivator.
That's terrible, man. I'm going to pray for these young boys. That's what I'm going to do. Can we do that? Can we come together today? If you're the religious type, just pray for these young men between the ages of 18 and 24.
Someone on the text line makes a good point. I've got to sound old.
You want to know when we lost recipes? This is when we lost recipes. We lost recipes when you didn't have to call the house phone anymore.
100%.
You remember back in the day when you were 12, 13 years old, she didn't have a cell phone back then.
You might get curved by a parent then, too.
You had to call the house phone to then ask her mom's or her dad, can you talk to her? I'm telling you, these kids don't know.
I will say this. Someone in Texas makes this good point, and I sound old. It's not they're on Tinder anymore. Nowadays, you can just open Snapchat, and it's like people you may know pop up, and then you just add. That's how you meet people now. You don't meet them by organically at events, at a party, at a bar, you know, in class, whatever. You meet them by, hey, I'm friends with Joe. Joe's friends with Sally. Sally's friends with Susie. And she popped up on my people you may know
for
on
sure.
Snapchat.
Yeah, that's, for sure.
But you know, that's not meeting them. That's, no, come on, no.
I don't know, man. I had to play that story for you guys. I heard that story and I was like, what, for real? These boys aren't asking the girls out on dates. What's going on now? Things have changed. I don't know the recipes anymore. Maybe we really are unk, Rob. Maybe you and I are just unk. Maybe that's what it is. Let me ask you this. Are these boys at least going to the door when they pick these girls up? Like when you were 16, 17. For those of you that have 16, 17-year-old daughters, and then the boy comes over to pick her up and take her to go get ice cream, is he even coming to the door, knocking on the door? Are you inviting him in the house? Are you having a conversation? This is part of the experience. This is part of dating. We're not giving them that experience. We're letting the kids down. That's what I'm thinking. I think we really let this generation down. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to continue to keep an eye on the NFL trade deadline. We'll tell you if anything else pops up. Sauce Gardner has been traded. Quinnen Williams has also been traded. Those have been the two major moves today. Breece Hall is still available. Jalen Johnson. So there's still a couple of names that are out there.
I mean, we got 5 minutes left.
We got 5 minutes.
Are they really available anymore?
We got 5 minutes. You know how it is when you walk into a store and they tell you they're about to close. You got to hurry up. You got to grab something because you're not going to get another opportunity to get it. So we'll see if another move happens. We'll recap the NFL trade deadline coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also play the national conversation. What were the pundits saying about the Chiefs losing to the Bills? That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's the Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.